Blog Talk Radio. Summertime.
Somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do if he just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats with you at the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what's the use of holding had no choice. What was there for us was to terminate our love and be free.
What's a man to do when he just can't take
it? Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats with you at the door?
Now we've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Juke Joint with Mahogany Soul. We're back like we never left. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight's vibe is all about summer night. I'm just trying to fill out those poems that are about summertime and summer vibes and whatever else you guys are about to bring to it. Just remind you of reminiscing of summers. I'm feeling a little nostalgic tonight. I hope you guys don't mind, and I hope you'll indulge me in a little poetry and a little music. Thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, I've been away for a few weeks. There's been a lot of things going on in the background and a lot of different events and, you know, opportunities have been coming up. And I've been, you know, when things start to line up, you have to try the best to prepare for them, and I have been doing my absolute best to try to do that, and I appreciate the love and support of my Epiphany family. While we are on the subject, I do want to remind you guys that the Juke Joint is brought to you by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to author Larry Maddox, and thank you so much for making this so possible. And shout out to the rest of my Epiphany family, La Perla Negra, King, love you dude, Mojave, Ms. VIP, love you, Virgil with you, Pastor P, Dave, John, Van, all of you guys. I know I probably missed people. I'm trying to do two things at once, so I do thank you guys for sticking with me. So, if you don't mind, I think we should get right out into a little bit of poetry. I am going to start tonight out open up the mics and see who's joining me. Just gonna play it by ear. So it looks like the first caller that we have on the mic tonight is calling in from area code 904. Area code 904, welcome to Scoop Joint with Mahogany Soul. Who do I have on the mic with me tonight?
Hey, you have Miss VIP. I didn't raise my hand.
Hey. VIP, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. I'm really hanging on. Great show, Leah. Well, you're a great show. Excellent. And I expect tonight to be excellent, too. So I'm going to sit back and listen to you.
Oh, how's your voice coming along?
Trying to. I can't wait till it comes back.
Yeah, I understand. Well, my friends are with you in recovery, and I'm glad to see, you know, you sound a lot better, progressively better day by day, and that's what counts, that's what's important.
Absolutely. All right, Diva.
Did you fill up the share anything, or you said you just want to listen for now?
Yeah, I can't recite right now.
I understand, 100%. All right, well, I do thank you so much for joining me, and I'll put you back in. Thank you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. VIP. Just joining us and tuning in. As I said before, there are so many things going on at one time, but I'm trying to be. I'm going to play another song, and then I will get right back with you.
Can I get flawless to the stage?
You got someone else at all, pull up for a call. Someone's waiting on you, Uber to pull up there. That's the case and I'll just clear out now. You're the only reason that I'm here right now. I'll pick up another drink while you think of your answer. Every dance I'll just leave knowing you're my favorite dancer. I ain't gon' save a single dollar, can have them all. You ain't gotta worry about your bills, bag them all. You know what I'm here for, you know why I came. We talked down on your name, petty as they change. Nothing I would change, you're flawless, you're a boss bitch. Cashed out, we all it. Falling, and I don't miss. day, but hate to see the weight of a fall on. Someone to call on, someone to run on. Lay you on a bed and just fall on.
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping the holes, smoking line optimals. Money, f***s and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got the fuck up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
There was yellow in my chocolate in mid-August. It reminded me of rotten banana peels. Accosted by the heat of my hand, the more I stirred, the more it turned. It started out with a bit of an imbalance. then on to a makeshift duality of ambivalence, eventually on to a vapid smooth where all is blended, reticent in the notion that one day the glow will return. But August suns don't burn that way. They take layers. They take alms. They take umbrage. They take turns. They take my breath away. They come as before the fall and usher in the harvest. Seed grounded in the spirit of the yellow from whence it came, reminding me of the importance of how we treat the leaves, because the seed remembers the failings of our dying leaves.
We'll be right back. with the music playing and, you know, doing what Tell me, can you ever afford? Thank you. thousand times. The cost was fine, I draw the line. I'm back, relapse, I'm fainting. Guess what's that, the fact I'm drinking.
Coping that on the center, your body still lingers on sheets. I got a shot at you, you wanna reach. Cop that trigger release. Pop that top, take a sip of your holiest water. I know I'm a part of your flow now. Tell me you cut it, don't matter, you love her now. You got part of a soul now. I ain't know them, but I know now. Apology dude, one in a few. The ones I ran through, but never loved you. I pray you found peace and you whole now. I'm doing better, I got me a chocolate bar. Coming on top of the bar. Think of the shape of the lick in the places you only gon' lick when you rock with a fuck. Ever.
Tell me that, tell me that, tell me I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Radio.
They know who we be.
All right. As promised, we are rounding the 10 o'clock hour, and we are back. This is The Juice Joint with Mahogany Soul, a Tiffany Radio production, brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And as promised, I hope I gave you guys a vibe of sometime night. And just, you know, a little vibe out music. I was in transition, and it just gave me a second to think about, like, the beauty of the evolution of things. Like, if you can take a look at it and think everything that happened the past few years, some of the, maybe the worst things we ever experienced, but what sprouted out of them were some of the best opportunities that we probably never would have thought were possible 5 or 10 years ago. I'm really riding around in my car, listening to music, and sharing poetry to people that I've never met and may one day soon meet all around the world. That is a beautiful experience, and I'm very glad that I have the pleasure to bring that to you tonight. So, as it stands, I do want to remind everybody that the dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300, and just make sure that you hit that one if you'd like to be heard. If not, want to sit by and enjoy the vibe, that's all well and good. Usually the format for the shows where it's like participatory and everyone will join in, but tonight it's all me, so I'm just take time to enjoy that, because that's a beautiful thing as well. So until I get a caller in, I'm going to share a poem and a piece of music and a poem. And piece of music. If we get some callers, maybe we can get a little bit of a cipher going, just bringing back those reminiscent vibes. If not, hope you guys enjoy what I have to share. All right. This is a new piece that I wrote, but it doesn't really have a title. The story starts with a thing that was never taken, though it was lost. Lost things are seldom forgotten. You just see them better with your eyes closed. A shrine lives behind eyelids, and I will linger in all that was lost in the cozy cover of darkness. It's why I own the night. Astride lovers who learned my bumps and bruises like Braille, with sticky fingers and bellies full up on excuses they make for overindulging in something sweet. I own the light in his eyes all night long, just watch me, intoxicating his senses with multidimensional decadence in tune. I'm his muse, every move is on cue, every arc, every buck, every swerve and rise and seize bring him to his knees. Every inch of him gonna be chopped and screwed and chewed on as I own his skin in passion marks. His pleasure palate will never be the same, and I won't stop until he says my name. Obligating the space made for matters of the heart, relegating them to pleasures of the flesh, a pink matter expression of the beautiful messy me. I blame my loneliness for attempting to connect with the lost things like Lot's wife with my eyes closed astride a pile of bones, posing as makeshift memorial. I watch his face as he exhales, recognition of my exultance coming into view with the golden light of morning. Do what you will in the dark. Just don't make the mistake. Just don't mistake this soul eater phase as your soulmate, or recognize her spark of, or romanticize her spark of wild. Women mourning on repeat should come with warning labels. I'd already feel them on my skin, but it was never about me, and it was never about him. its deeds of being, searching the edge of reason for proof of life, a lighter body with eyes closed. I own the notion of my reason for being here. My only mission is to use the stick matchstick to ignite my sex magic, opening a portal to a place I only know with my eyes closed. And it turned, and in turn, I'll thank him with my mouth open and pussy pulsating in a token showing of my appreciation for giving me the grace of giving no explanation for why I risked my whole life for a chance just to own the night. And that's that piece. That piece does not have a title. I hope you guys enjoyed. All right. It looks like we have some brave tributes that has decided to join us, and I'm very thankful for you guys. We want to get to the first caller. I apologize, they're not labeled. Area code 445. Welcome to the Blue Joint. Who do I have the mic with you tonight?
Oh, my God, it's me? I'm first, Lord. I was in here trying to find a piece of my little spider monkey in here is just throwing everything around the room. He's been bad all day, and then got the nerve to be scared of the rainstorm because it's thundering and like he stopped in his tracks and haul ass over towards me. I'm like, look at you. Yeah. Oh, he's something else. I'm trying to tell you. He is something. Oh, girl. Huh?
Did he hit two yet?
No, actually, he just turned one this past March.
Oh, right. So many little babies. But, oh, gosh. That sounds like the terrible twos. That's what I was going to say. But what's his excuse? He over there here waiting.
He acting like it and barely got his balance. He's walking and running, but he's still toppling over, you know.
The toddle babe. That's cool. Yeah, that's when they start turning a little business when they get mobile. But, you know, time go by so fast, you got to try to enjoy it.
He's a mess. Man. But I love him. But he took on his brand. That was the funniest thing. Thunder hit, and he was like, he stopped being his track. It was like, wait a minute.
He turned around and ran all across the bed. I'm like, ooh.
That's so funny, I gotta tell you. But very, very dope piece, and you came with the tunes tonight. All them songs in my song, girl. I was like, she in my file.
I was in your file. I was. I'm not even afraid. What thing was this over here cooking?
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so yeah, I'll be in every
spot. Yeah, you know, listen. Well, you said if God viewed it better, he kept it for himself. You actually kept it for yourself if you ain't listen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's human.
Oh, well, man, it's human. I thought this storm was going to cool us off. It felt good while it was coming down because it was a major breeze coming through the window, and then it just stopped. Now it's just humid again.
Oh, God. Just there, that sticky feeling.
Loving, enjoying the show, though, so far. Man.
Thank you. I was actually on the road, and I'm like, you know what? I will just let the music play for a little while, and then we'll come in strong at the 10 o'clock hour, you know. Maybe everybody will have a chance to. Because I'm realizing now that, like, I've met a lot of different people. It's, like, a lot of live events starting to occur more often now, you know, and Friday, Saturday nights are, like, big nights for that to happen. So there's a lot of people that I've met that are having events tonight as well. So it's like, why not just enjoy a little music and see who goes through and then come in with some poetry and everything. Glad you like it.
Oh, I wish I could have caught your show earlier on YouTube, but my signal was horrible. I'm like, I can't even get online right now, but it's cool.
I'll send you the link. You can see the replays, I believe. It was cool.
Yeah.
cool. I met her. I've been meeting a lot of people over on Clubhouse in different rooms. I need to different things. And Sunshine, shout out to Sunshine. It's her on Vibration, her network, her blog. I was on there earlier today. She's a really cool sister. It was my first time doing an interview or having a conversation with her outside of Clubhouse. So I was a little nervous. You know, some people might be too, very, you know, atmosphere is very stuffy, and I don't know if I'm going to fit in, but it was cool. It was like getting back in the living room, talking to somebody else, you know, sharing a vibe of, you know, that shared sense of love for the craft like we have here. So it was very easy to fall into, you know. It was cool. It was cool. Yeah, cool. So, Diva, did you, were you able to share something with us, or do you need to get back to the Viking, the little Viking?
Oh, no, I got something for you. Hold on 1 second. I was wiping the sweat off my face, and my nose ring got caught up in it, and it's so tiny. Oh, I see it. If it wasn't for the sparkle of the damn stone, I wouldn't have never found it. All right. I got something here I was working on. It's not exactly finished, but it's something, and it's untitled.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm wishing on a star. Follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream. Follow what it means. Talk to me in your love language. Just teach me how to understand what you believe in. I believe that I can live what's inside me with you. And you know there's comfort saved up in my soft part. You found me and freed the me that yearned to escape your energy fused with my skin through your fingertips. Lifting my burdens with your touch, my erotic therapist. Please trespass. Your energy, damn good to me. It picks me up, don't wanna come down. You got me spinning all around. I thought we'd never have another encounter. His gaze, low but locked with mine. Looking as if he knows there's comfort saved up in my soft part. And I like the way it feels. I want that energetic fusion of his fingertips and my skin. My energy calling to him. Please trespass my boundaries with your touch and invade my skin. Lift my burdens with your tongue. Be my erotic therapist. And give me the release I so rightfully deserve. You've got me so erotic, I mean so excited. Not sure if it was in my head or said it out loud, but don't really matter now because here he comes and I want to come. I mean, I'm ready to ride. I mean, ooh, that flip and slide. I mean, ooh, fuck it. I'm ready to taste and slobber and lick and suck and shit. I want to fuck. That's that piece.
Ooh. I have to mute my mic so I would not interrupt. Ooh, please trespass. I know that. What did you say? Did you say lift my burden with your tongue?
Yes.
Now, come on. I was like, what? Ooh, that was fire. That was absolute fire. Sexy as fuck.
Thank you.
You don't have to be a hater while you're getting your erotic poetry. I hear him in the background, but that was amazing. That was really good.
And I appreciate that.
I've been noticing lately you've been putting music to your pieces, and I love that so much because it kind of shapes out the mindset, you know, because your poetry brings a lot of emotion, and it kind of, the music flushes out the picture that you paint. So it's like a cool, laid-back vibe, even though you're saying, nah, you know, please bring me up. Please give me that work. But the vibe is like, you know, cool at the same time, like, but please believe. And it just goes together so well to say something that's not being said. So it's definitely dope. I'm really, really, really feeling that. Jesus.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I was trying to hurry up and get it done without stumbling over my words, because this little boy wants to lay up on me, and he likes to, sometimes he just likes to hold his bottle, not so much drink it, you know, but he wants me to hold onto it as well, and I'm like, I don't want to push him away, because he'll start, like, what the hell wrong with you, my mom? You know, he'll look at me strange. So he did let me get through it, and now he done, his battery has run down, so he's going to sleep now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it through. That was excellent. And your delivery was on point in spite of all of that going on. So I definitely thank you for sharing that. You're welcome. Before I let you go, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me hosting Divas Talk, where I'll have a panel of guest divas to speak on the topic that we're discussing. I have something, but I can't remember it word for word verbatim, but y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9 here at Tiffany. And you can also catch me Monday nights with King Atterbury and King and Queen Quarters, where I'll be co-hosting with them. And I think this Monday is actually open mic. So y'all come on through, bring what you got, and make it do what it do, baby. You
baby.
Baby, baby. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. We definitely look forward to that, Diva. And, you know, stand by. Hopefully you and the little guy can enjoy the rest of this evening's goings on. And, again, thank you so much for, you know, tuning in and for joining me. One love and one mic, sweetheart.
One love, one mic.
Zach, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's real beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know that.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
She'll put me in an awkward situation.
is infinite. I hope that you enjoyed that beautiful piece that provided to us by the beautiful La Perla Negra. Thank you so much for that piece, Diva. Oh, man, that was amazing. I'm still really, cannot wait to hear what else we have coming through. It looks like next up on the mic is another one of my lovely divas, essentially Janice. Welcome to Kinsey, the Juke Joint. Mahogany.
Hey,
how are you doing? How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm loving what I'm hearing. The playlist is everything. Both of your pieces, listen, both of your pieces had me, like, breathing differently.
Oh,
I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you waited if I want to join us. I wanted to take time out to thank you. I'm a little unclear of exactly where, which direction we're going in. Are we featuring or are we joining as a host tomorrow night?
I know. You know what? Actually, I the piece that I pulled up to share, me and Danielle are kind of on the same page. I have something about love language too, but mine is tame. Mine is all kind of tame, but yeah.
Ooh. All right, well, I'm going to step out the way. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is She Is Too. The freshly swept floor welcomes her bare feet as she cautiously pads towards the window, the softest of thuds following her dutifully. Her presence is her company. The newly birthed dawn welcomes her sigh. She can no longer deny the remnants of her dream, nor what defines her comfort. She jokes about her resistance, her insistence in knowing who's all going to be there. The dares she makes to herself that she easily reneges on, the thought of simply going is already exhausting. There's an awareness of how one receives love, the sharing of space in meaningful ways, the reality that time spent is priceless. Two things are true, and there's balance imbued in such thoughtfulness. The quality of time one shares is love expressed. Recognizing the value of that time so as to not spill until spent allows love to charge. So she prepares her space, places onto the table items she's held in her hands, pages of verses written in privacy, the delicacy her heart still contains. What remains is who's all going to be there. Her discernment places her best interests onto that same table. Two things are true. Quality time is priceless, and she is too, essentially.
Need to give that a second to breathe. Because that just meant so much. That just meant so much. You just don't even understand. Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful. And I told you.
Yeah.
Hold all going to be the energy when you know, like, in the back of your mind, you would like to share. And like you said, the sharing of space in meaningful ways, not just being laying down with I get that. And it's like, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And people think that you're avoiding them. It's like, no, I'm avoiding you not being in alignment with what
exactly.
You know, nurtures me in this moment. And if it does not nurture me and it drains me, I can't. It's not built that way. Mm-hmm. I totally understand. Mm-hmm. And the way that you put it made it so palatable and reasonable, whereas I feel like too often people see my way of being as being like introverted, and you know, is this idea that it's not just a need to connect mm-hmm. in a way that's meaningful, as opposed to just being everywhere with everybody. It feels like you're spending all of yourself when you do that. I totally get that. I love that piece. I want to read it. I feel like I need to have that posted someplace in my life.
I actually have like one of the hashtags along with what you advised me to add to my pieces. I actually have introvert friendly poetry as one of the hashtags for this one too, because I had to kind of find a way to better explain what I'm doing. It's not antisocial. It's not, I don't have anything to say. It's not, I'm not willing to socialize. It's, you know, I need that quality time to be meaningful. So yeah, but I'll absolutely send it.
I did appreciate you for sharing that with me, and that's what I was saying on the post about, which I hope you're willing to share a little bit more about before I let you go, but your upcoming collab with Jessica and you know, how that's what's going to happen with that. But like I was saying, finally, as in, I see you in so many different spaces, and it's like you're happy with not jumping everywhere. Like, the poem that you just spit is how I always envision you. And I was like, being willing to step out into and finding those meaningful connection in all of these spaces that you find yourself in is just as important.
Yeah.
And it's just as grand when you don't totally understand that. So, but I'm glad that you are stepping into spaces where I get to hear your voice more and get to hear your poetry share with more of the community, because it needs to be. It's so special. And the way that you deliver it, it's almost like, you know how you see children and you know the ones that someone sits them down and talks to them the way that you speak, as opposed to ones who they handle roughly. It's like, that's the same way that I feel like your poem is. It's like these nurtured over little children that's just in your hands and you're scooting them to where they need to go, but they're so loved on and so introspective.
You got to make messages. Sometimes you got to make the message more palpable, you know?
Yes, indeed. Definitely. We did. We did.
Yeah.
And very beautiful. And I will be looking for that in my inbox. And, before I let you go, please let me know what you have going on in your own words.
Yeah, tomorrow I get to hang out with Jay and Gina at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're just going to share some pieces and talk a little bit about the inspiration behind some of what I share and why I share the way that I do. We've had so many great conversations behind the scenes, so we're just extending that conversation and making it accessible to whoever wants to listen in. But yeah, come through and listen in, press 1 to share also, because there is going to be open mic as well, but I get to hang out with Jay and Gina tomorrow. Just like my personal projects, what I'm working on. I have a book that's available globally, and I have links on my artist page on Facebook, essentially, Johnny's, for the tracks that I have related to the book that I released and tracks for the upcoming projects that I have. I'm actually working on 3 titles at once right now, so I am staying super busy. Yeah.
Blessings on all of your projects that you have. Definitely check her out. And also check out her TikTok, because her delivery and everything that she expressed, the collection and all that, you know, the footprint that you've already laid out, just follow that footprint. Essentially, Janice, a very beautiful and introspective artist. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for the space.
You're most welcome. One love and one light, sweetheart.
One love, one light.
Yeah. This beautiful land. friend, she was a work of art, part of my heart from back then. A brown skinned singer with a knack for acting, a Lana Tole attraction, just fractionally based on surface. I got into her mental on purpose, and with alertness as I flirt with her emotion. Walls we built up out of nervousness was broken. I reminisce on how this black door had to open with the energy that got the whole summertime smoking very hypnotized. When it was time, we spent time. It's no way to rewind or prevent time from slipping away like day into the dark. And the way that things fall apart will make some start to feel more weak or insecure. But for whatever reason, our relationship remained mature, even when she caught feelings, cause I stay on tour. As I reflect on before a recap, the situation I guess from experience comes education. We set on a path to opposite destination. It's best to chalk it up and add it to the elevation, then eventually blow off to lost communication. I call for lost store information, and with time forgot it. It's not like I'm all in tears about it, but the fact of the matter remains that I miss it. Hypnotic, impotent as a narcotic. The bizarre logic of it all is why the clock tick, pages of the calendar flip. We can't stop it. Time will either tell the tale or turn a love toxic. Now was she real or an illusion of this optical confusion with the accent of ancient Egypt? Or could it be that she's the one I was supposed to be with, and together walk this twisted staircase to something realistic? Damn, her lips having me addicted to her presence. Front page material on essence of queen imperial before her adolescence. And as she grew into a woman, she became refined. I never knew another like her in my lifetime. So now I travel through a tunnel of space without a place on the face of this earth. With this pain getting worse, driving me insane. Or at least I'm touching the brink of sanity to think of how I can link or contact her. I was a fool before, but more wise after the fact. I'm analyzing how I'm wanting her back and wondering exactly where she could be on the map. I'm just sitting here spinning the world on one finger. Reoccurring thoughts of this brown skinned singer. Yo, the psychotic. The hypnotic, yo, check it out, the most melodic hypnotic. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Young Nick. Make sure that you guys pull up and tune in to Epiphany Radio Universe tomorrow night, and they are going to be sitting down with Essentially Jarnice to speak more about her project that you just heard. So yeah, be sure to tune into that. And again, thank you, Jarnice, for sharing that beautiful piece with us. All right, it looks like, you know, I guess you guys are busy, and if you're listening online, I do want to remind you again, the number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that I can hear your beautiful voice. And if no one else is going to join us, we are going to spend a block with a little more music, a little more poetry from the poets that are willing to share with us. And I'm going to go ahead and kick that off. All right, my attempt at a love poem. Could you be loved and be loved? Could it be? Could it be driving me to desire some sunshine on my teeth and some lightness on my shoulders? Your gentle pieces all your gentle peace all over my pieces. I almost want to dance. That moves like enlivened skin kissed by one of God's good sons. This love making make me want to move like I ain't got no coof. Like I refuse to make any excuse for how beautiful life can feel. Right here in my being feels blessed enough to sway and bounce, to get up and move my body around. And I want to sing. I want to sing like my words got wangs and not that tightened by the fright of how somebody is going to feel about it. I want to open up my throat as if our souls were to leave the confines of our chest to meld and mesh and close even more every inch of distance. It makes me want to sing with my mouth wide from my diaphragm. I want so badly to love like I don't give a damn, but I just want to be loved. And to be loved, but promises without moves is meant to only comfort fools. So I find myself in rooms alone, my own private dancer, loving unrequited, wondering why I feel like your sweet comforts make me feel part romantic interest, part necromancer. It ain't easy loving you either, dancing in the dark with my body against your obligation and my arms around your promises. This is foolishness. But it feels so good. It feels like sun and moon and sugar cookies all at once. It feels like putting my bag down and taking my bra off. A broader depth of breath than yesterday's got me used to. But what do I know about black love that don't feel like the blues?
Stroke on the I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
I hope you guys have your socks off, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at Epiphany Radio in the Juke Joint with Mahogany Soul. I thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. And all of the beautiful poets that have their hands raised. We are in the middle of spinning the block, but it looks like we have a new caller coming in. Maybe we can get a little cipher going. We're going to check in and see who we have joining us from area code 210. Area code 210. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Peace, sis. This is Kimbrella Renee. How you doing?
Kimbrella, welcome, welcome. I'm doing great.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the vibe of the music. This is something I needed after a long, you know, chaotic week. So it was just a nice vibe to be able to dial into and listen to some really good music and, you know, share energy with you. Awesome. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you so much for calling in and pressing that one. I'm glad that we were able to share in the class. I thought, the idea behind it that I like to look at it is like that experience that we are too tired from a week's worth of work to go out and do every week, where you just want to kick back and maybe enjoy your drink of choice, you know, open the windows, take a shower, get comfortable, and just
yeah,
you know,
definitely a vibe. I love it.
I'm glad to hear it. So, we are sharing a little bit of poetry. The theme that I'm trying to run is summertime, but I welcome any piece that keeps us, you know, we got that fire. And I was actually earlier today on Sean Vibration with Sunshine, and she was telling me how close she was to you, and I'm like, the proximity of meeting people from different places and everywhere seems to be, and, you know, kind of.
Yes, yes. You know, it's a small world. That's the thing about art and then poetry. You know, you never know how it connects people from all over, like people that you probably on a regular basis would not have run into. That's what I love. That's what I love about the art, man, like how it really taps into the core of who we are, and it lets some of those walls down that we walk around with and allows us to really, you know, kind of reach out and connect to people that you wouldn't, you know, on a normal basis.
Yeah, it really feels like tuning into a frequency. I've been meeting some people vibrating on such a high frequency that I'm just like, I love it here. I love the experience, and I love everything that, you know, people bring to the mic and seeing the evolution. Because I know when I came on Epiphany for the first time about 2 years ago, I was like afraid, and I heard you guys just spitting so ferociously. I'm like, I want to do this.
And you fit, and sis, this is why you connected. You fit right up in there. When I first heard you, Edwina, no lie, I was like, wait a minute, what? What is going on? Man, girl, you got some ink behind you. I love it. I look forward. Like, when I hear your name, I get excited because you're one of those people. No, seriously, you're one of those people that I can tell you love art. I can tell that you're serious about your craft. I can tell that it's not just for, you know, just a little bit of attention. Unfortunately, I hate that we have that in our space, yeah. But you're one of those people that I know, like, you're so serious about what you do, and it comes through whenever I hear you. Like, the levels of your ink is just, I love being a fan. These are the moments that I love sometimes, just being a fan and sitting back listening to people like you.
Thank you. Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that so much, because I've looked up to you guys in Renaissance, and, you know, the energy you guys bring, and, like, your name, when someone sees your name in the room, it always has, it's like, no, you put some respect on that woman. Okay, so like, you know, when your neighbor precedes you in the room before you even, and then you speak, and then you leave them with jaw drop, that's a level of respect that if I get to sit with Google, I feel like I'm doing something. So thank you, and I appreciate that. You are so welcome.
I definitely would like to share something if I can.
Yeah, that's why I'm speaking it. All right. I'm going to get on out of the way. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Okay. Good morning, love. See, while you were sleeping, I took the honor of scanning every inch of your face with my fingertips. Slowly, I grew more rich by the minute. Surges of life, love, and joy traveled through me, opening my passport to be stamped with moments just like this and more. They say that a picture is worth a thousand words, yet I have no urge to hold myself to such a limit and fall short of this view. Like an out-of-body experience of watching myself dive deeper into you. Splash. Now we're closer than flesh could ever touch, and each level of trust, it teaches me how to tread within you, breathe within you, and understand your waves. Sometimes they lead me into my own hurricanes to destroy what threatens to drown me and what builds and frees me as you see me through it all. Knowing when I emerge, I will walk to you in my humbled, steady, drenched, soaked and wet, yet quenched and replenished through drinking the best part. You told me that you tasted the remnants on my tongue before you ever kissed me. That's how you knew that I too had a hunger for healing. So we built this table together for fine dining as we eat to live, feeding each other selflessly as it will nourish a space that gives beyond ours. So I watch you breathe, and I'm so thankful for every repetition, because you are that something different my soul has been searching for in my dreams, and somehow you've managed to spill over into my awakened state in my most sacred place. See, this morning, I remember the last one that I spent with you, and I embraced it for all that it was until we meet again and co-write another scroll to this chapter of good mornings. Peace.
Mm. And that's how you do a love poem.
Thank you,
that
please.
That line where you were like, you lead me to my hurricane. Destroy what threatens to drown me. That's that healing kind of. The love you describe, I think, is what's missing. And you painted it so brilliantly. That is just so
brilliant. Yeah. That's that vulnerability that people, that vulnerable place that people are afraid to go to. Because when you love someone, you let down all the walls, and everything is out there on the line and exposed, even the darkest places of you. Like I said, those hurricanes, those storms that you try to keep everybody away from. But when you are in that level of love, there's a level of trust that person has tapped into to allow you to expose that. So, yeah, it is missing, because you can't have true unadulterated love unless you are that open, and you're that open, and there is a risk of getting hurt every time. There's a risk, you know, that you take with your heart with somebody. But to me, you cannot get to the highest degree of love until you're able to get in that space.
Part when you're like, you spilled over from my dreams into my awakened state, into my sacred space. It's like the, and it was another level. I was trying to write it down as you were saying it, but like people also don't realize like those levels are the things that you probably you should go through before someone gets to your sacred space. It should be the envision of what you want, and then let them spill over into your reality to experience them before you experience your sacred space. And
You said it. You definitely got it. I appreciate you really delving into it. And that's another thing I love about poetry, allowing people to fit in where they fit in your piece. Everybody may pull lines from your piece and see something different, but that's okay because that's what it's meant for them to see, you know? So I love it. I love, you know, that's one of the main reasons I love poetry is that you're allowed to just go into somebody's piece and fit in where you most comfortably fit in.
Yeah, that's good. Take from it what you need. That it is. It's beautiful. And that was a very, very beautiful piece. I've been trying to work on writing love poems because, I don't know, I think my history of love comes from, it's still not in a completely healed space. So it's hard to speak on that. So to hear that in such a pure perspective, like that is the goal. And if you don't have the, if you don't go with a goal in mind and you're only focusing on what you came from, so thank you. I needed to hear this tonight, so thank you. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, I understand where you're coming from when you said that you were focusing on writing more love pieces, but, you know, you feel like you're not in the most healed space to do it. I encourage you to find it because it healed me. When I wrote these pieces, this piece specifically, I was hurt. When I say hurt, I mean hurt. But this piece is where it's the kind of love that I want. So me being able to go to that beautiful space within me and write what I want to receive, it heals me every time I recite it. And while I was writing it, it healed me.
I love that. And I'm definitely going to take that advice together. I really appreciate it. I'm doing it. Before I let you go, if you can let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe and anywhere beyond that, if you'd like to see it.
Absolutely. Sure, no problem. So, yes, as you stated earlier, I am one half of the host of Renaissance Poetry. My brother Keith Eric, also known as the Renaissance Poet, he is the main host. I'm the event page host. We are on every other Friday. So we are coming up actually this Friday, I believe is August 4th. So yes, August 4th, every other Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We welcome you to bring all genres, you know, are welcome. And we offer you that space to spit your best shit. When we say spit your best shit, we do not mean, you know, that thing that excites everybody else. It's the piece that you're most confident of, the piece that's closest to you, the piece where that, you know, that allows you to stretch your pen to levels that shock you. So we welcome that. We like to network with each other, give each other love, let each other know what we love about each other, get on the mic and just have a great time. And that's what Renaissance is all about.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in. And Kimberla, again, thank you so much for joining me tonight, for sharing that beautiful piece, giving me that inspiration and those words of encouragement. I do appreciate you, sweetheart. Thank you for joining me tonight.
You are so welcome. You will hear more from me. Forgive me for not being a part of some of the things you do, but sometimes I'm off with my work schedule, but I'll be paying attention more, and I definitely will support more.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You have a good night, sweetheart. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just heard, that was the beautiful Kimbrella bringing us an amazing piece on the essence of love. Like, that's the important part. You get so caught up in the physical expressions of what we think love is supposed to be, but at the essence, you heal me, I heal you, we heal together, we grow together, we build together, we conquer those storms in one another that's stopping us from getting where we need to be. That's what we need, and I needed to hear that piece. So again, Umbrella, thank you for bringing that piece, and make sure that you tune in to Renaissance Poetry All right, but we're going to keep this party going because we have entered the overtime hour. It is now 11:01. Sorry if you haven't called in. You want to miss out on the fun. Because after this, I'm hoping that I can get everyone to join us for a quick speed round. It is after 11 o'clock, but you guys are here, and we are still in the vibe, so hopefully everybody's willing to play in my rain day game. But before we get to that, I have one more caller who we haven't heard from tonight, and that is the fabulous one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show, or Gina and Just Jay, I'm not sure what they agree on. Also, from the one of the founding members of the Small House Poetry that is on everyone's lips, the powerful Just Jay. Just Jay, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am the founder of Small House of Poetry. Yeah, we decentralized over there, but at the same time, I'm the one who, yeah. And you know what? It used to not be a thing, but then people were like really inquiring about it, and I was like, well, you know, it was never for me to go ahead and put it out there. I wanted everybody to succeed, so it didn't make a difference with me who was running with the ball at the time. You got the hot hand, you got the ball.
That's true, but also give honor and respect where it's due. It was an idea that you started. Well, you know, I've seen your vision for how you envision poetry grow, and that is part of that vision and its growth and all that it has become. So I definitely give you props for, you know, all that you've
done. Appreciate you.
You are most welcome.
Now, we're in the process of trying to build community at the same time through poetry. People are able to relate it a little bit better than normal people, and then if it becomes normal for everybody to relate like that, it may bring some type of communication back to stability. Right now, communication is very bad between people.
That's why a lot of people are drawn to this art form, because it's like a poet can be introspective enough to look at things from a perspective that is emotional, but maybe not tied to one specific dimension of the emotion. And it's like, okay, well, maybe you look at from this and then flip that over and turn that around and then see how you feel about it then, and then let's talk about it, you know?
Right, so, right. Hey, you know, I like how you put that too.
Yeah, you try to get conversations going, and we need conversations, and they have to start somewhere. But now we're fighting everything. So I appreciate all of your contributions to this community. It's definitely been, you know, I see your work, and I respect it for sure. But we have entered the 11th. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spend into talking to you, and we're going to have a conversation. Because I feel like you have a tendency to call it some shows around 11-ish and then finish. And then you're like, okay, you're like, why are you rushing?
Yeah.
Me? Like, not you give me your time.
I was giving her a hard time just for a little banner.
But, like, the idea of being rushed up, I get that for calling, and I want you to feel that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what did you like to share some poetry with me tonight? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name of this piece is, this is a sensory piece, a sensual sensory.
Okay. All right. We're getting ready. What's
yours? What is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrain, following the contours of your melanated Makeda, and these digits are flown by the steady hand of an aviator. As I fly slow and low, leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails, and you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my sodium digits fly over your stretched face-down form, and you, naked as the day you were born. Tonight you will sing for me, and your gas will rip through the air like paper tearing, while you bury your joy audibly, guiding me through the thistles with chirps and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's one of the sweet spoils of war and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity, would your melanin truly have flavor? a flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. I present a memory stored in my saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework-filled nights. Now tonight, I am fully bayoneted. As I kiss the nakedness of your neck, tasting the slippery smooth texture, as I snort primal language into your nape, as I start my amphibious assault into your brackish seas, waiting, waiting, waiting in your waters for the right time. You see, I'm waiting for the tide to come in. Only then will I come in, occasionally sipping the marsh water, becoming one with my environment, being as patient as the bush I am hiding in, as we observe radio silence, only eye contact gestures and taps till we reach the point of no return, when we detonate our explosive ordinances deep in your bunker, and your pillars start to wobble, and like dominoes, your walls collapse and start to water, dribbling ambrosia in its delirium, as we say, job, well done, Paul.
And then we get this sexy, low, smooth, refined gaze that's sitting over this cerebrally. Why are you doing this? Who told you to come over here messing around with
that? What? Told me.
Who told you to go messing around with that?
I do not recall what you are talking about, ma'am. Maybe you have been drinking tonight.
I have not been drinking. But you know, the last time you were gonna I could see you taking notes of it. Or your chest and like this power, and this time it's just like you're entering, it's like I see you entering in these different identities almost when you present your poetry. But this one right here, this identity, I am unfamiliar with. And I don't know who told you to go over there. Because
that's a rascal.
That was very,
that's all
very,
I can say about that, dude. He's a rascal.
Regal. That's all that I can call it. That line about leaving behind chemtrails was shit, but and then after that it was kind of closed my eyes and just took in, because your delivery along with just all of the different senses, and it's like almost like being in the same room as the scene that you painted, and that was really, really sexy and really sensual. That was gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight. I appreciate it.
I'm starting to learn how to get my imagery together. It's mainly of a matter of actually seeing it as you spin it. And sometimes when I can't see it, it sounds like it's out of phase and it's not quite right. You can hear what it's trying to do, but you can't really hear what it's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just been something I've been trying to work on.
You know what I've also been envisioning since it sparked my interest with what I was speaking with Timbrella about a second ago, but like, you can actually sing as you want it to happen. And it can actually happen.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's almost like a dream that you can go ahead and control.
Yeah. It's like words are actually spells or magical when you write it down with the correct intention. You can make it come to life. So if you think of those pieces that's like something outside of what you're used to, it's like if I was in that position, taking ownership of that space, how would I like it to go? And then you just kind of recreate the universe and then see what comes from it. I love that idea.
And that's what I used to call it in the beginning. I used to call it when I started giving critiques over there at Clubhouse, I was calling it world building. When you just build a world within your poem, and then within that poem you exist, and there's a period of time in there, and then that's what you go ahead and give. There are some poets that are really, really, really good at it. But when it all falls in place, it requires a tight right, though. At least for me, it requires a tight right when I'm starting to get off into those areas of building a world or something like that. And if I say one word wrong, it cascades throughout there. So it's a real tight right. I can't fudge on it, playing around with it. I have to be committed to it.
I would love to see that in stages. Sounds like you build it out and then you whittle it down. And I would love to see the unwhittled and then the whittled version. So if you feel like sharing that with me as you go, I would love to see that. I would love to see how you develop it.
Yeah. This carving it was wood, and the man had took time and he made all these little carvings in it. But what he had did was the natural shapes that were already given to him, he just compounded and built on that, and it came out to be beautiful.
Mm. Oh, the natural curves. Ooh. All right. I see what you're getting at. I see what you're cooking over there. It's more helping. It's the mind of Just Jay. I'm loving it. But before
much
I
love
you go,
to you.
No problem at all. Before I let you go, I do want to re-spoke with essentially Johnny, but you let us know what you have going on, not only with Epiphany, but beyond.
On Epiphany, we got the biggest thing ever going. Johnny speaks. Oh, man. She's been coming over into the dens. We have been having a lot of fun with her. Process for her poetry is art in itself. You know, and then she go ahead and has the finished product. I'm looking forward to really chopping that open and chopping it up with her. Me, Gina, and Mama Donna, she's going to help us out. And Love Fabby got a chance to get in there and help us with the whole show-building thing. You know, like we're talking about this world-building thing. You know, a show has to be built. You know, it has to have these walls, and it has to have the foundation and the plumbing and the lighting and all the rest of that. And then the callers that call in, then they see it too. They see it too. When they call in, they feel it. And that's what we're in the process of doing with Johnny's right now. This is going to be huge. This is huge for me and Gina. Me and Gina have been doing this with some very big names over there at Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. But this was Johnny's. This is very big for us. For a lot of different reasons, because she doesn't get out there and speak like this. So this is huge for us. We cannot drop the ball with this sister here. She is ready to go. We are ready to go ahead and sharpen her through this.
I love it. I love it. I love how it comes together. Her body of work is amazing. She's been working, and she's been so supportive in the background, but to hear her just step from behind there and you just own the space that she has cultivated, and for you guys to be able to kind of introduce that phase of her evolution to the world, I'm totally here for. So I will be tuning in. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, definitely make sure that you tune in. It sounds like it's going to be a five.
She got hella content. That's another thing. Everybody, if y'all, Janice has pages on Instagram and Facebook, y'all need to find yourself a Janice a poem. Bring it in and read it. That's optional, but we will be paying a little extra attention to the ones that they bring in as Janice's. We about to help our sister go ahead and do this.
Oh, that'd be awesome. All right, Jay, we'll definitely be tuning in tomorrow night. And again, we thank you so much for joining us and bringing that beautifully, showing that other side of yourself. We're definitely here for it. And thank you. I'm going to try to get through the rest of the call before 11:30 because, you know, the Blog Talk Lady can be a little disrespectful, and I don't think I allotted enough time to do maybe to have enough time for a cipher if we go past 10:30. So. But if you're still in, stay tuned. I would love to hear another piece for you if you have time for that, which would be really good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. All right, stay involved. And if I do, I lost one more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jez Jay. Check him out tomorrow night. It's going to be huge. And you can participate. It makes some beautiful things. You get to know the artists that you probably wouldn't even realize that he has had her hands on some of the content that you see on a regular basis. He's just that understated. So to give her a chance to let you guys know what she's been up to is definitely going to be a beautiful thing. But we're definitely going to keep this show rolling and get to our next caller. I see that we have Jay Walker on the line with us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on the Juke Joint, Jay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm surprised. Hey, this is our first, calling in with you. So you recognize that my number was like, wow, I didn't even know. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I owe thanks to the beautiful La Perla Negra behind the scenes to make sure that labels. She's a daughter. So I'm glad that I knew in advance because your name does precede you. So I'm very happy to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm well. Just trying to stretch my vocal cords a little bit. I actually don't do this a lot. I do more writing than I do actually reciting or reading or anything like that. So just trying to stretch my vocal cords a little bit. And I have a very bad habit of writing something and never going back to it and never reading it until maybe months or years later sometimes. So, I'm trying to get out of that habit because sometimes after so long, it'll take me a minute to get that rhythm back of the space I was when I wrote it.
Right. Yeah, you don't move for it. I understand that. But, I've heard you around on the shows, and I definitely follow you on Facebook, so I see where you are and how close you are to the Epiphany family. So there's always a space here if you ever want to just come through and spit and share. We love to hear your work and how it is developing if you want to share. And some nights, like the Just Jay is doing the show, especially they, help you to workshop your poems. I like to look for the best in the poetry and to really feel out the emotions of it and then share that with people. So I'm not here to do any criticism of anything. So, but if you ever want to do that, definitely check them out. But every night of the week, Epiphany Radio has a show for you to just stretch your vocal cords. But I'm definitely here for it tonight. So you have your piece ready. The mic.
I do. First time actually reading this out loud, so we're going to see how this come out. All right. Ambient desires. Smells of lavender on warm linen. Laying here next to you, I'm rendered powerless. All my secrets and desires are revealed. Nothing is hidden. Slow motion as you rub your soft, naked body against me. Not for sex, but for kinetic energy. See, it's not the physical. What we're experiencing is spiritual. It wasn't your body. It was your soul that you let me enter. Bending to your will. Exploring your dimensions. Every inch of your earth, I was reinvented inside of your universe, attached to your placenta, as you give me a placenta of you. The fruit that your body produces is plentiful, and I can't get enough of you because I'm plentiful. As I drink the nectar that flows down the vine from your tree of life, praying over your apple as I take a bite, dipped in your honey, I was baptized in this moment. My eternal flame that burns for you is hotter than the sun on the hottest summers. Loving you well above as below, the deepest depth of your ocean. Structuring our desires, a non-linear mode of arousal. See, based on which surrounds and suspends our arrival, we'll be here for hours, wrapping myself in your pheromones, escaping through the smallest cracks of the windows. For miles and miles away, our love song echoes. And that's that piece. Definitely got to revisit this. That's that piece. Yeah, I got to play around with this a little bit. That's what I was saying.
It seemed like you were revisiting from something before. Like, are you the guy I was looking for? But the line and the piece and the intimacy behind it was definitely felt.
I think that's, and you know what, man, that's the funny thing about this for me. I write so much, and I'm already writing my next piece as I'm reading this. And that's why I stumbled just a little bit, because I saw a whole nother avenue just from this piece alone. So it was something in here that. Right. I was talking to Van, NJ Rob. I was talking to them, and I told him, I said, that's the reason I have a hard time reciting, because the way my mind works and the way it moves, I'll start off one way and I'll end up somewhere else. And that's read writing her poetry told me to just practice, and I won't do it. I'm just hard headed, so. But I, you know what? I'm going to try to focus on a piece, and see if I can get this down. This is actually my homework. I'm glad I called in, because now I got homework. I got to do this on top of the 100 other projects I got going on. But we're gonna work it out. Yeah.
That's the mind of the creator. It's always 100 tabs open. One of them are playing music, and you're not sure which one. It's just the nature of it. But if you would like that piece, the one that you shared, and then the piece that comes from it, if you want to share it either on your page or you can share it with me on Messenger, I'd love to read it. I love that. I love the evolution of a piece, because it can start out being one way, and it's like looking at someone face to face, and then you just take a step to the right, and now there's this whole different perspective, you know, of the thing that you're looking at it from. And to be able to design a piece from each of those perspectives, even if you don't combine them, it's like an evolution of the thing. And that's a beautiful thing, if you ask me. I love that. I love to watch the evolution of poetry and of the poet's mind.
Yeah, it's poetry is a funny thing. It's definitely funny. I think most poets, if you wrote to get rich, or you wrote to get recognized, I mean, you're kind of doing it in vain. You know, most poetry started out of pain, or it started from love, and it grew from that, and it grew from the love and the pain that you have, and it's expressed in your pen. So I think as long as you have love in your heart, as long as you're going through something, I think you'll never run out of ink.
That's true. And you have to be willing to touch those emotions that are more than surface, because everybody can get to the surface emotions, but those deep ones that are hard and vulnerable, when you get to that place, I feel like those are the ones that I'm more drawn to, the ones that's like you vulnerable enough to share that, to be honest about that thing, and not just make it look glamorous and beautiful, but to make it be heartfelt and deep. It's hard to swallow sometimes. That is the
right. And you never just know who you're touching. You never know who you're touching when you write something. I've had so many people DM me and say, "Hey, I needed that. Thank you." And I think I do it for the people that mean something to that my piece has experience. It has life in it, and they've experienced each word that I've written. So I think that's why I do it.
That's beautiful. Definitely.
I'm not going to take no more time.
Okay. I'm not here every week, but I'm here every other Friday night. So around, I'd love to hear more. And if you know, that rewrite, if you get it done and you want to bring that back, I would love to hear that as well. But Jay Walker, again, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have a beautiful evening, okay? One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
I love it when a man works his hand around a well-formed. Well, yeah, so much of that tonight that I'm really enjoying it. That was a very culture piece by the, Jay Walker. So thank you so much for coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we ran out of time as far as the cycle is going to go. But we do have one more caller coming in to share a piece. And the philosophy here at Epiphany Radio is no poet left behind. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone is heard. We want to bring back in Danielle. And Danielle, probably Gina Storm is going to join us tonight. Welcome, Danielle and Gina, whoever I have the pleasure of speaking with right now.
Hey, hey, Gina, you still hanging with me? Are you muted? Not on a three-way.
Girl, you know I'm mutating. How can I be Gina Storm and not be talking on mute? Your whole life together, sis. Like, for real, Diva, you already know. Nine times out of ten, if we are unmuted and I'm not speaking, it's because I'm on mute.
It's all right. It's all right. It's wonderful to hear your voice tonight. How are you doing tonight, Gina?
I'm so happy and blessed to be here. I have had a tumultuous week. And when I say that everything that could and will go wrong did, it did for me in the last 7 days. You know what I tell people all the time? I don't worry, I pray. And I pray because God will make a way. And I'm not worried about tomorrow because I know that He was here with me on this day. And that's how it was possible for me to even be in queue. Because I hit down here and was like, girl, I am so raggedy. I was on Clubhouse and I came to Epiphany after the 10 o'clock hour Central Standard Time, which means 11 o'clock. Eastern. And I was like, the blog talk lady don't play. And she said, this is what she did. She didn't even reply. She called me. And all I can say is, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because if it wasn't for Danielle, I wouldn't be here tonight. And I wanted to come on because I heard my partner, Jess Jay, was on. And in mouthpiece, he's so funny acting. He makes me feel like I'm peopling because I don't people well. And when I see mouthpiece in a space that he's not usually in, all I can say is, Chester, brother, you know I love you. So I came on because I wrote a piece while I was on Clubhouse at Partners in Rhyme with Scott and Malikia. And It made me feel some type of way, and I was thinking, I need to share that again. I didn't know when. Here I am on Epiphany.
All right. Well, in the storm, we welcome anything that you bring to us, and I would definitely love to hear it. So when you're ready, the mic is yours, sweetheart.
All right. So I wrote this while I was listening to them start their show. And the crazy thing about it was I got the prompt from somebody who's on another blog talk show at the Speakeasy Cafe. Natalie Alicia at the Speakeasy Cafe was asking for prompts for her show. And one of them was, I want you to write a piece that's based on Like We Were Five. So I thought of my piece, God, Like We Were Five. I'm on my nap mat, autumn breeze outside, nestled. The multicolored leaves cooling and calming me, scanning the room to see who is not sleeping. Suddenly I'm watching you. Take a scan. I'm both repulsed and intrigued. Can't stop looking at you. Brown hair and golden skin, freckled face with large green eyes. You catch me
those eyes are smiling at me as well as his mouth. They display that same smile. Time seems to stop moving. I practically heard the wall clock tick. He's squinting his nose. I lower my gaze. Cheeks warm. I assume there's a blush. He stops, embarrassed now, avoiding eye contact. So I turn over. An hour later, I wake, remembering my elementary school crush vividly. Feeling confused, it seems like yesterday, like we were five in peace.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, like, sitting in a moment with you and bringing that peace to us tonight. And you said that you wrote that for a room that you were in earlier?
Yeah, so what happened was they were opening the room, Scott and Malikia of Partners in Rhyme, and they are next-door neighbors to the Small House of Poetry that just Jay and I belong to. And we're going to be here at Epiphany tomorrow night after our afternoon in the kitchen, where we're going to do round after round of poetry in the kitchen on Clubhouse. So when we come to Epiphany tomorrow night and we let y'all know what we know about essentially Zanies, I felt like it was a possibility that in that time frame when they were just talking and starting the room, we had to write. So I did. Mm-hmm. I got that prompt from Nyla Alicia at the Speakeasy Cafe on Blog Talk, a show that I frequent every Thursday night, and I can do it in tandem or prior to or after to get down here on Epiphany with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And so if they're back next Thursday, I'll do both shows. If they're not, I will still be there with Alicia because Nyla is my sister from another mister. And I try to just be everywhere the poetry is possible. And my poetry connections are deep because I've been in the game for over a decade. And because I'm like an old head in the poetry game, I'm not mad. But what I'm thankful for is opportunities like this for me to share new ink. So one of her prompts in that room was, like we are five. So I named my piece Five because I remember when I was mad because I was 5 years old. My birthday was in December, and I had to be homeschooled by my mother because I didn't make the deadline. The deadline was September 1st. My birthday is December 23rd.
Oh, man.
So I was old in kindergarten, and that was okay because, like I said, I was on my sleep mat, and I met my elementary school crush at that time, and he was my crush from kindergarten, from K to 5. And then when we got to middle school, he was like, Gina, like, she don't even know me. And I was like, boom, welcome to the Gina Storm show. But I didn't know I was Gina Storm yet. I was just Gina Brooks at that time. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, it wasn't a poetry thing. It was more, I am so sorry that you got connected to a person who could move on. But, yeah, I was good with that moment with him, and then I moved on. And he did. And he felt like I had treated him badly. That wasn't my intention, but it was where we ended up.
Oh, man. I feel like we need to just have a show just based on just the things that we go through as women and
yeah.
the experiences that we had and the importance of those experiences and what we've learned from them. I feel like too often our shame will let us hide a lot of those things, but I'm glad that you are so forthright with your experiences enough to be able to share them. Both through your words and through your poetry. And I hope that it's helping you work through all of the challenges that we face in life. So it's definitely a
thank you so much. I appreciate that because the reality is I didn't even know that what he thought I was wasn't who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at 5 years old, you don't know triggers. You don't know, you know, that there are things in your life that aren't lasting, that's fleeting. So sometimes people come into your life for a reason or a lifetime. I didn't know that at that time. Because I was five. And this was a sleep mat, and it was supposed to be nap time. But I was watching him pick at that scar, and I was like, what in the whole hell? What's he doing? And he was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So I didn't feel like, I didn't want to make him feel bad about himself. I just wanted to let him know that I saw him. I did, and I blushed, and it was over. And I rolled over, and I woke up, and I was a grown up. And it was like, it happened in a moment. That was a moment in my life. So, thank you for the space. I'm happy to be here. Like Jess Jay said, we'll be on Clubhouse this weekend and Saturday evening on Epiphany. We will have a sense of the Chinese. We're looking forward to having her in the building with us because she's amazing. We want to feature her. So I'm going to yield my mic and say thank you, Danielle, for making sure that I had opportunity to spit.
Anytime, sweetie.
Thank you, Gina, so much for coming through and sharing with us. And thank you for the same, Danielle. We appreciate you for, you know, always being a supportive part of the team. You just find yourself in a place where you could just make that last connection and do exactly what it needs to do. And we thank you for it. Right.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that is the show. I would have liked to have done a speed round, but we want to make sure that we get every poet in and make sure they are heard. That's what we do here at the Juke Joint, and that's what we do here at the Epiphany Radio Universe. Every night of the week, there is a show that is enriching and rebalancing and, you know, give you that little bit of fruit to keep your week going, and we are happy to be here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a For Real Entertainment Network brought to you by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I just want to take a minute to thank everyone that came in to join me. I know it was last minute of me letting you know. I appreciate you. Or, you know, picking up the torch, just coming through and sharing pieces of yourself, because that's exactly what you do to me. You share a little bit of yourself, and I've learned something from each bit of yourself that you share with me. So I'm eternally grateful to each and every one of y'all. Again, shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Link for making all of this magic possible. Shout out to my Epiphany Radio family for always making it do what it do, baby, baby. That was one last song, but again, thank you for being here. I love your life. One love and one light.
I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.